In the name of Jesus Christ, let us start the third section, Sing Hymn 284. Please be seated. We are going to continue to study the topic View TJC in 100 Years from Acts. Now we come into almost finished point C, geographical barrier. Does anyone of you have the laser pointer? The red dot, that kind of pointer? No? Nobody have? Yeah. Can I borrow it? Is that too small? You can understand? Huh? Okay. Let me introduce. 1917 here, China. Start from Beijing here. Okay. And then according to our record, about 8 years later, the gospel has been spread to Taiwan. It's about 1925. Oh. In early worker, 1917, Brother Zhang, Brother Wei, another Brother Zhang, Banaba, they are all not very well educated. But when it's turned to preach the gospel to Taiwan, most of them are very well educated, doctors or politician or scholar. So just like the Book of Acts, the Peter and Paul, right? But they only use an instrument of God. And then later on from China, we moved preach to Southeast Asia, especially in Malaysia. And the tip of Malaysia is Singapore, right? And then preach to Sabah. Yeah, that was in 1920s. And 1930s, from China, preached to India. And there was an Indian brother received the baptism in 1930s. And he was ordained. And then India, he preached the gospel and established few churches and called True Jesus Mission. So in India right now, we have two group of people. The first group called True Jesus Mission, which was established in 1930s. That in the upper region, most of the members, they are planting the tea, planting the tea tree and harvest the tea, right? Consider a little bit poor. And then there's another group of TJC is later on 1940 or 50s. They preach the gospel to another group, and that group called True Jesus Church, and currently still under part of IA. Yeah, and this True Jesus Mission actually is about 10 or 15 years ago. One of the members, they walk around the street and they saw the banner of the Evangelical Service of True Jesus Church. And out of the curiosity, and this TJC mission member come into our church. And after they discuss, after they talk, and they start to feel, actually we are the same church. So they visited the headquarter of True Jesus Mission. And it happened in the headquarter of True Jesus Mission. There was a picture taken during the time of spiritual convocation in China. And there was a Chinese character there. So our worker looked into that picture and say, oh, originally we are actually come from the same church in Taiwan. And the reason Church of the Mission become disconnected is after 1949, China cut off communication with the rest of the world. So the Church of the Mission had no communication with the outside world. But they survived by themselves. And how did True Jesus Mission survive? And they composed some kind of hymn. And all the lyric actually is 10 articles of faith. The lyric is a basic belief. So every Sabbath, they just sing the hymns. And sing hymn is 10 basic beliefs. And by doing this way, so the basic belief was able to pass on from 1930s until today. Also, hymn is very powerful, right? But But there is a great difference. After the worker cut off from the communication with China, and later on, they don't have enough spiritual experience or spiritual heritage or spiritual wisdom to discern the spirit. So after 1949, they discontinued communication with the outside world. And when they pray, in some few cases, there was the work of evil spirit, and they were unable to differentiate the evil spirit and the true Holy Spirit. So gradually, they don't pray in tongues. So right now, true Jesus' mission don't have Holy Spirit, not at all, not even one, all right? So after 10, 15 years ago, they reconnect with True Jesus Church, and Malaysia, they are in charge of helping the India ministry. And then they send the worker to in contact with True Jesus Mission. And for those who want to return to True Jesus Church, and the church baptized them again. The reason church baptized them again, because they already lose the Holy Spirit. A baptism without Holy Spirit, it seems not safe, right? So re-baptized again. So 1930s, from China preached to India, two times. 1950s, another time, preached to another location, another group. And also 1930s, the gospel was preached all the way here, Hawaii, 1930. One of the sister from Shanghai went to Hawaii, right? And then stayed there. And a few members believe. And later on, from China, sent a worker, Guo, is the Deacon Guo, and to Hawaii, and it's 1930s, the church in Hawaii been established. And there was a story, not confirmed, but there was a story when worker arrived Hawaii. The immigration officer asked him, "What are you coming here for? What?" And he answered, "I want to preach the gospel here." And the immigration officer was laughing. "How much money you have?" "Only a little bit of money, right?" But thank God, right? In a very short period of time, that the church been established in Hawaii in 1930s. But the ministry of the mandate of United States ministry, right, is not start until 1960s. Because 1960s, we have quite a few of the students come from Taiwan, come here for advanced study. And then after they had advanced study and they find a job and they settle down and gradually form a family household prayer, a family service, and then evolve to a house of prayer and establish to become a church. So the first church in the United States, of course, the first one is Hawaii. And then in 1978, in currently New Jersey Church, the Elizabeth Church, they purchased the chapel and church dedication in 1978. And in here, San Francisco, they have a church in the end of 1970s. And then also in the end of 1970 in Southern California, They purchased a chapel, actually in El Monte Church, but right now moved to Bowen Park, and that church property has been sold. So 1982, in United States, they purchased another building, which is Garden Grove Church. So the end of 1970s, in True Jesus Church in USA, actually had New York Church, San Francisco Church, and Los Angeles Church, and Hawaii Church. There are four churches. And the development is very similar to the pattern of the Apostolic Church. We read that in the Acts chapter 6, Stephen was stoned to death. And then the member was unable to stay in Jerusalem. So there was a mass immigration. So they all the way moved to Antioch and preached the gospel to Antioch and then established a church in Antioch. And Antioch later on became a base for a missionary trip to Paul's third missionary trip to preach the gospel from Asia to Europe. And the same thing happened. Here, immigration, because of 1949, a political reason, and also United States become stronger, right? So people like to pursue advanced study, they come to United States. So a lot of people, immigrants from study to United States and settle down here and establish a church. So we just mentioned in 1978, one people was baptized in Bakersfield, California. And then United States become a base for the ministry in Africa from 1979 until 1990s. So the worker from United States, they fly to UK, right? And from the UK fly to Nigeria. It's about 20 years. And when you reach to the end of 1990s, the later part of 1990s, UK start to train their own full-time worker. So 1990s, they start to assume the responsibility of supporting the ministry in Africa. So right now, the Ministry of Africa mainly supported by the UKGA. So they come from here all the way down here. So this pattern, this pattern are very similar to the pattern of Apostolic Church. And where comes the UK Church? You look, in UK is from established in 1972, right? UK Church, actually, most of the member come from a small island here, right? Hong Kong. Hong Kong, very close to mainland China, there's a small island called Duck Island, Yazhou, because it looked like a duck. And 1965, if I'm not wrong, Hong Kong a riot. Very chaotic situation. But only this small island, the island of Duck, very peaceful. So Hong Kong government, at that time, Hong Kong was a colony, a British colony. Hong Kong government was very impressed about the Duck Island, so peaceful. Nobody go to street and protest or unrest. So they allow the villager all move to UK from here to UK. So that's the reason. UK church come from here. And the member actually come from China to that small island. So UK church member, most of them are related. If you say Brother Chen stand up, a lot of people stand up. Brother Sheikh stand up. And after the meeting, you can see a lot of people call uncle, auntie, and this and that. Everybody are related. because they all come from the same island. So we can see, start from here and reach here and reach here and reach here and reach here. There's a pattern, just the Apostolic Church. And at that time, 1940s, Taiwan was still under the colony of Japan. So a lot of people nowadays in the age of 70 or 80s, most of them can speak Japanese because they under the control of Japan for 50 years. So they speak Japanese. So because of this, where does the Japan church been built up? It's come from here. Here preached to the Japan. So the early worker, they go to Japan and preach the gospel there. Disappear. My computer is on. And then Korea, the same. Korea actually, the worker preached there. That was the church development. Now we talk about the church in Africa. 1979, we start from Nigeria. And then we mentioned that because of robbery, so miraculous way arrangement and gospel being preached to Liberia here. United States, you know, national flag has how many stars? 50 stars, right? Liberia, the national flag, exactly the same with United States, but only one star. The reason is Liberia was built up by the people who returned to Africa from United States. The African, they come to United States, later on they go back to Liberia and establish a church called Liberia. So Liberia, very similar, you can see the footprint of United States. The culture are very, very similar. But very sad is all the bad culture, they learn from it. But the good culture, you cannot see it. That's something not very good. Okay. And then from Liberia, the gospel preached to, Liberia is here. The gospel preached to Ghana here. Which means 1986, and this West Africa. And then 1995, we preach the gospel to Kenya. Kenya is here. And then from Kenya, preach to Uganda. And from Kenya, preach to the next one country. What's that? That's a German speak country. It's not an English speak country. Tanzania, yeah. Tanzania is a German speaking country. And then preach to here, Zambia. And there is a lake, a very big lake called Victoria Lake. And Liberia, not Liberia, Kenya, Uganda, and in this country, right? They are all surrounded in Victoria Lake, yeah. And there's a South Africa, and South Africa members actually are the immigrants from China. It's almost 1,000. Out of 1,000 is about 20 come from Taiwan, and most of them are from China. It's about 1,000. And that brother, in Nigeria, we just mentioned, right now he is working in Dubai. And he runs a business in Dubai. And he invite about more than 10 people of church member from Nigeria working in Dubai. So Dubai, right now, we have family service. Every Sabbath, we have family service Dubai here. And Dubai is the most open country in the Middle East, in Muslim country. Yeah. So you can count in Africa right now, how many countries? You can count how many? 16 countries. Still a lot of work we can do. If we want to do the pioneer work, a lot of countries we can break through. But the problem is what? We don't have enough manpower. Now, we have a lot of pioneer area waiting for us to go, but we don't have manpower. Oh, so that is a problem now we are facing. Now, and about in the year 2000, because the newly developed area is so huge, how can IA take care of that? So they start to assign every GA to take care of part of the newly developed area. So right now, Taiwan GA support the ministry in Myanmar, Mian Dian. Okay, not Myanmar. Taiwan GA support the ministry in Thailand, this one, Thailand. And Singapore, Singapore, a small country, support the ministry in Myanmar. Sabah here, Sabah support the ministry in Philippines. And Australia support the ministry in Fiji. Fiji is somewhere around here, Australia. And then UK, UKGA support the ministry of Africa. And Parish Church support the ministry in Congo, and then Benin, and French-speaking country. And then USGA is supporting the ministry in Central and South America. All right? The most difficult part is what? Central and South America speak Spanish. Right? In US, we speak English. So language is the most difficult part. Otherwise, United States bear a great responsibility. So we encourage the youth to learn the Spanish. If you want to learn the second language, right? You learn French, you learn German. Still, you cannot use that too often. If you use Spanish, every year you can become a volunteer. Another work for you to do. It's more meaningful to learn Spanish. And right now we have Francisco. He's a native Spanish-speaking people. So the main focus, well, in the Spanish community, ministry of Spanish community. And also, USGA have a policy. If anyone enroll TDP and have the gift, then linguistic gift, then we are going to send to Argentina to learn Spanish. So right now, the Pastor Samuel was sent to Argentina to learn Spanish, and USGA give him one goal. When you can preach in Spanish, you can come back. Only one goal. How long, we don't know, right? When you can preach in Spanish, you can come back. But thank God, he has that kind of gift. So the end of the 6 months, and in one of Friday evening, he uses Spanish to preach. Then the second day, he come back. And every year we send him to repolish the Spanish. This is the way we try to help the Central and South America. And another thing is when you enroll a TDP in the United States, before your ordination, you have to go to Africa for 4 times. Originally, only 2 times. Now, how come increase 4 times? Because they find out, 2 times, they seems they come here only what, taking a picture and have fun. It's not good enough, right? So 4 times means you really have to love Africa. If you don't love Africa, maybe next time will extend to 6 times until you get used to it. You have the heart to love the people there, then you don't have to go. So we try to train our full-time worker to have the experience of pioneer area, that kind of experience. Because in the United States, it's too comfortable. You have to go to the Africa, use 1 bucket of water, you wash your hair, your body, and clothes. If you can survive, then you come back to the United States whenever you sleep, you will thank God. Just NYTS, right? You sleep here, thank God, it's far better than Africa, all right? And there was a mosquito bite and other things that you can never experience here. So our challenge. United States helping with this, right? And in here, in this island, the island divide into 2 parts. The one part is Dominican Republic. Another part is called what? Haiti? And in Dominican Republic, I'll try to find some picture to show you. In Dominican Republic, USGA have helped them to build a building, a chapel, a two-story building. The local people is around 20, baptized people around 20. And after the building finish, in the building dedication, we find out another around 20 Chinese members. Why? Because they moved from China there to do the business. So God always prepare. And another very miraculous story is in Argentina, right? Argentina. In 1990s, when the economy slumped, they don't know what reason they purchased a building. U.S. dollar about 300,000 something, purchased a very huge building, and to remodel the building. At that time, they have only membership around 50s. And that building was able to accommodate more than 200. They don't know why. They built a so big building, right? But after the building finished the renovation, in the time of church dedication service, I think it's 2006, the members already increased to 400. And how come from 50 to 400? Because another 350 come from China. The same thing. The China, they established a diplomatic relationship with Argentina, so a lot of members, right, move there, and most of members come from Fujian, So right now, in 5 continents in Americas, by the way, CCC, right, Canada, is the only one coordinated center never adopt anything, never help with anything. So the member with the Canadian, and we should not say you should feel ashamed. Right? We should say you should feel burdened, right? How come everybody are adopting, helping somewhere, right now, and you don't know help anywhere, right? So we hope that in the future Canada can help somewhere. So in the 5. Another way, Russia. Russia. What was the breakthrough of Russia? The same thing. So United States in the 1990s and 1980s, actually, just like an Antioch church, it's a stepping stone of
evangelical work in West Hemisphere. In 1994, I sent a worker through some connection, a brother's relative doing business in Russia, Moscow. And send the worker there. After about about 1 week, nothing to do. Why? Because all the connection run out of contact. So nothing was accomplished. In 1995, one of the brothers from New York, he was doing business in Moscow. So he bring the tape, he bring the flyer, and distribute to the Chinese customer in Moscow. And it turned out that some of the customers are Christian. They are very interested in accepting our gospel. So through this connection, I make arrangement, try to send a worker there. And then the contact in Moscow called their mother church in California, actually in Los Angeles. It's not TJC. The True Seeker is a Christian, and the mother church is somewhere in Los Angeles. And that pastor told him, True Jesus Church is a cult. So you should not entertain True Jesus Church worker. And then our worker told that friend, right? Say, I already purchased ticket. Then what can we do? Then you just come to the airport and pick me up and just drop me at a location where there is a lot of Chinese. Then you can go. All right. That person feel, okay, that sounds pretty good, right? I just pick you up and drop you in somewhere, then I can go. I don't have to attend your service. So our worker arrived in Moscow, and this Christian friend just pick him up and drop him in a hotel. And that hotel called Beijing Fandian, Beijing Hotel. And a lot of Chinese there. So our workers start the preaching in Beijing Fandian, right? And where are they going to have service? Can you imagine? Some people drop you in the hotel, and where are you going to have evangelical service? So they knock the door every room. Tonight we have evangelical service. And where is the evangelical service? In the lobby. So the first evangelical service was conducted in the lobby in the hotel. Right? But when it reached time of prayer, all of a sudden, the worker feel only he pray alone. Because we pray in tongues. Everybody are not used to pray in tongues. But it happened. There was a mother and a daughter been moved by the Holy Spirit. And this mother and daughter, I think we saw them in the music camp in the Irvine Church. They come from Moscow, right? And then the second day, our worker visit the office of that mother and daughter and pray for them, and they receive Holy Spirit. So that was a breakthrough in January in 1995. And after that breakthrough, God started to work with us, our workers. So every day, there are some people receive Holy Spirit. You know, Moscow in 1995, very cold. Now it's not as cold as before. It's about 20, 30 below zero. It's colder than the icebox. And then when they receive Holy Spirit, they are so fervent every day after they finish the work. And they take the subway and come to the Beijing Fandian. And in a particular room, they kneel down and pray and read the Bible about 1 hour. And then take the train back. Sometimes they're hungry, and sometimes only eat the fast noodle, right? A quick noodle. And they are very joyful. And then they are so fervent, so happy, and they want to receive baptism in January. How can you baptize people in January? The ice is so thick, even the river, you can drive the car on top of the river. So they tried to use a hammer to dig a hole, but still was not successful. So you see how fervent they are. They are so fervent, want to dig a hole in the ice to receive the baptism. So When it reached to the month of May, all the eyes are already gone. They first time performed the baptism. 1995, 29 people baptized in Moscow. If you see the military parade in the Red Square, right? In Moscow, Red Square. That was about 2 miles away from the first place we established the church in Beijing Hotel. Now, so God has his own miraculous way to open his evangelical work everywhere worldwide. So when we read the book of Acts, turn on the light, please. When we read the book of Acts, it's not only happened 2,000 years ago. The story, the work of Holy Spirit, happened nowadays in 1980s, 1970, 1980, and 1990s, even now. So we should have faith about the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Spirit we receive exactly is the same like 1980s. The Spirit we receive exactly is the same like Apostolic Church. So if we are waiting to pray for the fullness of Holy Spirit, we are waiting to serve God, this Spirit will still guide us to make a lot of breakthrough. So this is the brief introduction of Pioneer Area. Tomorrow I will show you some picture and a clip of the history of TJC in USA. So use this kind of video and photo to let you even know better. And I received a piece of paper asking, then after the Apostolic Church and before the TJC was established, how about the salvation of the people in between? Can they be saved? If we read the book of Romans, they turn into the book of Romans. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2, verse 15. Verse 14 and 15, for when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves. What is it by nature? Verse 15. And who show the work of the law written in their heart, their conscience also bear witness, and between them their thought accusing or excusing them, conscience, accusing or excusing. So for those who never hear the law, conscience will become a standard to judge. All right. So if anyone who never do anything against the conscience, then what? Probably can be saved. And how many people never do anything against the conscience? Probably not many, right? So salvation is by the grace of God. It's a blessing. So we finish this section. We kneel down and pray to conclude the morning section. Let's pray.